Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. As usual, I am grateful to God for allowing me to be here to use my voice to bring glory to His name. Now, as always, my desire is to inspire, my desire is to uplift, encourage, and repeat, meaning that I plan to live the rest of my life to uplift, encourage, empower, and repeat. And my prayer throughout this podcast is that for God to be glorified, may He be lifted high. May I decrease so He can increase in me. We've been doing a series on the women of the Bible. And before I even go any further, I just want to wish everybody a happy Friday. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. My week was a little hectic because like the kind of job that I do now, it's like one of those jobs where if one person is out, you pretty much get the workload of that person. So that's what I've been doing all week. So I have been exhausted, like mentally drained, but I am here. God is still good. And yes, so like I was saying, we were doing a series on the women of the Bible, and I got a question in my email today that I would really like to answer. So therefore, I'm going to dedicate this podcast to answering that question. I do want to start and say that I was actually very nervous. When I first saw this question, I was thinking about it all day because I was kind of dreading it because I knew it was a question that I would have to answer to at some point in this podcast. And honestly, guys, I just want to be honest with you. I want to be true to you guys. I don't want to lie to you guys. I don't want to, you know, hide or fake anything. One thing that I believe in, like Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And if I am not following Christ, do not follow me. I do not want to be responsible for leading anybody astray. That's why it is so important to me to be honest with you guys, because I just want to be able to have God be glorified through this podcast. So yeah, so the question that I got was from Marla. Hi Marla, thank you so much for writing in and sending in this question. I do want to take the time to thank you really for sending in this question, because I believe that this is a question that a lot of people have and not a lot of people voice it. And because of that, some people fall into sin because of it, because they're like, oh, I don't know if I should be feeling this way and stuff. So I want to like truly thank you for sending this question in. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question to everybody so I can stop saying question. And the question goes, if I know for sure that my boyfriend is the one I'm going to marry and he knows I'm the one he's going to marry, is it then okay for us to make love? Doesn't God see us as married then? I mean, it's not like we're sleeping around. We're going to eventually be married. By the way, this is one of my favorite podcasts out here. Oh, thank you so much, Marla. But most of all, thank you for sending in this question, because like I said, this is a question that I feel like a lot of people have at some point in their walk with Christ or just in life in general. I know I had this question at one point of my life and I was just like wondering like, is this okay? Is this not okay? But Marla, I want to give you the best answer that I can. And the best way for me to do that is to refer you back to the word. So when it comes to having intercourse before marriage, this is what the word says. And I want to refer you back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 to verse 19. And it says, don't you realize that your bodies are actually a part of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is a part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scripture says that the two are united in one, but the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Verse 18, run from sexual sin. No other sin clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Verse 19, don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. So Marla, to answer your question, pretty much the scripture is saying that one of the things that will happen if you engage in premarital intercourse is that you will create a soul tie. That's what it means here when it's saying he becomes one body with her. That's creating a soul tie. Because now you've taken something that God intended for marriage and you've kind of used it outside of marriage. So it creates a soul tie. We're only ever supposed to be united like that for the purpose of marriage only. So to answer your question, no, it is not okay for you to participate in premarital intercourse. In fact, verse 18 says, run from it. Run from it. Because no other sin is clearly affects the body as this one does. So I tell you, Marla, like the word says it, run from sexual sin. If you guys cannot wait, I'll say pray about it. Definitely offer it up to God. God is ultimately the one that's going to reveal to you whether or not that is your husband. Also, I just want to say, like, you know, I know you're talking about getting married. Have you guys talked about this together? I mean, have you sought counsel when it comes into this? And I would suggest that you do so. Definitely seek counsel when it comes up to these feelings, because eventually, if you yield on to those feelings, it then becomes a sin. And like the word says, then you're sinning against your own body, because your body is a temple of the Lord. So yeah, I hope that answers your question. I also wanted to talk about the weight today. And before I talk about the weight, I kind of want to give you guys a little bit of background with my story before I go. So you guys all know that I did have a child out of wedlock. And because of that, I so much so struggled a lot. Because what wound up happening is because I used to suffer a lot from insecurities. I used to suffer a lot from wanting to belong. I wanted that love. I wanted to feel wanted. I wanted to feel needed. Who knew all along I was looking for Jesus Christ? But in this case, because of my insecurities, I did wind up participating in premarital intercourse. And that's why I'm coming here to talk to you guys about this, because also encourage you that there's a blessing in waiting until you're married. So today we're going to talk about the wait, because leading up from that question, I also want to talk to you guys about the good things about waiting until you're married. Now, if you guys know my story, like I said before, that I participated in premarital intercourse, and because of that, it led me to a lot of heartbreak. I know the word says that if you sow into sin, you reap corruption. Well, fornication is a sin. And when you sow into that, you reap corruption. And it might not seem that bad to you at the moment, but later on you look down and you realize that there's so many things that could have been going better for me. That's what sin does. Sin will rob you of that joy. Sin will rob you of your light. Sin will rob you of your future. Sin will rob you of time. It will rob you of connections. I mean, sin, like fornication especially, is a sin against your own body. So when it's against your body, it affects your mind, it affects your heart, everything. So I want to talk to you guys about the wait because of that, because I had a hard time because I didn't wait. And I want to encourage women to wait because of that. So when I was involved in this relationship, I was very depressed. I had emotional issues like crazy. I thought that I could find love, and I thought that I could find satisfaction in this relationship. And because I engaged in premarital intercourse, I was not able to find that fullness that I was looking for. Waiting until you're married allows you to have and experience a marriage in full. What God truly intended it to be pure, intended it to be full, intended it to be whole. If you're in a relationship and there's a certain part of you that's feeling like, then that is not it. That's not of God. And you will know. You will know. Women know. And I want to encourage you guys to wait, because it's out of obedience to God. The Bible says that, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the Lord? To obey the Lord is better than sacrifice. So the first thing that God calls us to do is to be obedient. So I want to encourage you guys, just out of obedience to God. I mean, I've listened to so many women that's talking about, oh, I waited and it's the best thing that I've ever done in my life. And then there's women who say, oh, I didn't wait and it's the worst thing that I've ever done in my life. So this has to come from a place of, how much do you love God? How much does God truly mean to you? Because if God truly means that much to you, you will wait because you love God, because you honor God, and you honor God with your body, with your mind, and you want to honor God with your family that you're going to have one day. And the second thing that I also want to say is, like you said earlier, is don't you realize in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19, it says, don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? So our bodies is a home for the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit is like a tenant. He's living there. But he's a really good tenant though, because he's there to guide you. He's there to reveal to you about Jesus. And our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we sin, when we commit adultery or we fornicate, that's sin against our own body. So you're sinning directly against the Holy Spirit. The third thing that I want to say is when we do that, we are actually grieving the Holy Spirit. And the word says, be careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does get grieved. So you have to be careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit. And that's all how we take care of our bodies, so we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. One thing that I've definitely noticed is that there's definitely a broken generation. I mean, we see more single parents. We see more fathers just not wanting to stay home anymore. We just see more bad examples of role models, and we wonder why all this stuff is happening. Could it be because the secret place where God intended for marriage was broken? Could it be that, you know, we defiled that place, that marriage, that secret marriage bed, we defiled it? So therefore, like I said, the scripture says that if you sow into sin, you will reap corruption. Are we reaping the corruptions of sin? When you look at this generation, when you look at all around you, and people are just broken in ways that I've never experienced before. I mean, for example, like going to school nowadays and, you know, people being bullied. Bullying has gone to another level. Because people are no longer like making fun, ha ha, in school. You could go home and turn on your Instagram and you're being blasted on social media. And this is for not only for the people of your school to see, but it's for 1,000 other people from different places to use however way they want. So it's a totally different generation, and I'm sure that grieves the Holy Spirit. And I also want to tie this into, you know, the love of God, just knowing your self-worth. The Bible says that you are the apple of God's eyes. In fact, in Zechariah 2:8, it says, for those who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Can you imagine how delicate and tender that is, your eye? Most people are scared to put eye drops in their eyes because they're like, ooh, don't touch my eye, don't touch my eye. But that's exactly how precious we are to God. The Lord loves us so much that he gave his son. I don't know what other ultimate sacrifice of love is there, like the one that God has shown us through his son. And when you look at the way that the Bible describes love, when you look at Jesus, Jesus is the ultimate definition of love. And if ultimately, when we draw closer to God, like it says here, but the person who is joined to the Lord is one with him, is one spirit with him. So when it says the fruit of the Spirit, so the Spirit is one with God. So when you want to be like God, you get close to God and you become one with it. And you begin to yield those fruits. Those are ultimately fruits of love. If you really look at it, love, joy, peace, patience, long suffering, those are all fruits of the Spirit. And ultimately, it's the fruits of love. When you love your partner, you will wait for her. When you love your partner, you will have the fruit of long suffering. Although your body so badly wants to engage in intercourse, you will wait with her. Joy, you will find joy in this wait. You will find joy in this wait because you know that what's to come is greater than what is right now. And just out of love and respect for her. And I also want to always encourage and, you know, when you look at the world also has a definition of love, doesn't it? The world's love is always leading you to the bedroom. If you ever watched any movie, I know I used to love movies, romance movies. I'm in there because I just wanted to, is this what it feels like to be loved? But if you guys ever notice that in those movies, it ultimately just leads you to the bedroom. There is no getting to know each other. There is no praying together. There is no courting each other. It's always ultimately it leads you to the bedroom. So in our minds, the enemy has already placed in our minds that if we go about love the world's way, it will lead us to the bedroom. So join together with Christ. Join together with Christ. And I just want to encourage you guys, as always, like I was saying, if you are that person, if you were like me and you were the one who participated in premarital intercourse, it is not too late. The word says that let everything that has breath praise his name. And one thing that God was always showing me before was that you still have breath. You still have life. God has still granted you another day. You still have hope. And I found hope in God at a time when I was struggling with shame. Because I had participated in premarital intercourse, I was struggling with shame, guys. I mean, I was swimming and I was drowning in shame. I wasn't even swimming in it. I was drowning in it. And I remember one time I got in my car, and when it talks about grieving the Holy Spirit, man, you cannot find fulfillment in participating in those activities when the Holy Spirit is grieved. It just won't happen. Like, you just wind up feeling empty, or you wind up just feeling this huge heaviness in your heart because the Holy Spirit is grieved. But I remember, you know, getting in my car. I was so upset. I remember getting in my car and just driving, and I was crying and I was yelling out, guys, like if you'd have looked over in the next car, I was yelling up the name of Jesus, because I believe in the word that at that name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And even in that time that I was struggling with fornication, that fornication has to bow to the name of Jesus. So I was screaming the name of Jesus. I'm screaming the name of Jesus because I'm saying at that name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over Lavinia's body. And I declared it and I spoke it and I repented, and I remember just telling God, come into my life again, come into my life and make me new, wash me clean, cleanse me, purge me, Lord, purify me, get me back to that place where everything is about you. And I pray the same for my partner, and God is able to heal. So as long as you have breath and you're there, and maybe you have participated in premarital intercourse, you've fornicated, it's not too late for you. Repent of that sin and turn away from it. The word does say that if the people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent, and God will heal that land. And I believe that when God says land, you can replace that with anything and say, God will heal Lavinia. If I repent from it, God will heal this body. God will heal my mind. God will heal my heart. So I encourage you guys to do the same thing. Psalms 51 is a prayer of repentance. And I remember at a time when I felt like I was drowning in shame and I was drowning in sin, I used to read Psalms 51 over and over and over again. I mean, I needed to feel it in my gut, I guess I could say, that, you know, the Lord truly forgave me. I mean, he does forgive you. The Lord is very, very merciful God. He's a loving God. He loves you when you can't even love yourself. He cares for us. God is amazing. So yes, enjoying the weight. How do we enjoy the weight? You enjoy the weight with the help of Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Know that you guys cannot do this on your own. You can't. I've tried it and I failed. I know. And I think what I ultimately did, I remember coming to Christ and I made a promise to myself that I wasn't going to participate in premarital sex until I was married. And because I made myself Lord over that situation, I failed, because I was not strong enough to be able to withstand. That's when you have the Holy Spirit, you have Jesus. So offer it up. If you are like me and you have that issue, offer it up to God, because ultimately God is the one who's going to deliver us from that sin. He's the one who's going to deliver you from that sin. Offer it up to Jesus. And as always, be encouraged, be encouraged. These podcasts are here to encourage you. They're here to inspire you. I want to encourage every single woman who's listening. If you're not married, or maybe you were married before and stuff. I want to challenge you guys to wait for that man, to wait for your future husband. I want to challenge you guys. I'm coming from the other side, and trust me, I know what I'm talking about. When the Bible says, when you sow into sin, you will reap corruption. You will surely reap corruption. And I also want to finish off by telling you guys, my fiance has a friend, and he waited until he was married. I mean, we saw them a couple months ago, and we went to their house and everything, and his wife was expecting, and they look so good together. I mean, you can see the blessing of the Lord on them and on their home, and I wanted that so bad in that moment. I'm like, dang, I wish I waited. But it doesn't mean that God cannot still pull you out of your situation. So I want to give you guys a challenge with a purpose. I want to challenge you guys to wait. Learn to love yourself and to love God. Learn to find your self-worth. And whatever guy or girl is out there who wants to lead you to the bedroom, I want you guys to be strong and courageous, to say no and to stand firm on your belief, on your core value, knowing that because I love God, I will wait for my future husband and my husband will wait for me. The fact is, there's a billion people, more than a billion people on this earth, on this whole wide world. So if one guy will not wait for you, there's another one out there that God has marked specifically for you that will wait for you. And when you meet him, you will have something special to share with him. So until next time, guys, I love hearing from you guys, and I'm wishing you guys a happy weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.